Goof.
Hey, it's Jack and Quinn, back with another episode of Quinn and Jack Goof Off.
Yay.
This is not the Croft and Warrior podcast, but it's the Croft and Warrior podcast.
The same thing.
It's coming out on Mondays, but we're not talking about school.
We're just having a good old jolly time.
We're just having
time.
A good old jolly John, and that's about all that we have for an intro. We haven't really planned this out.
Yeah.
But today, you know, we've done Zach's entire life story.
Yes, we have.
We've done your entire life story.
Yes, we have. I'm your hype man. Come on.
What haven't we done?
Jack's life story.
Yeah, my entire life story. So I guess I'm going to recount things.
Yeah, from back in the day.
Quinlan, if you have any plays where you're like, pause, what? Or you have any questions whatsoever.
Okay, I will.
Just let me know.
I will.
I'll wait, and I'll answer your question.
You will answer me.
I will. And who knows if Zach's going to pop in. I hope so.
He could, maybe, but might not. But
if he doesn't, I'll cut this whole thing out.
Yep.
Anywho.
Sounds good.
My life began. It was a dark and stormy night.
I'm scared.
It was July 6th of 2006.
There you go.
I popped out of my mom. No, I was not.
Were you a C-section baby?
Yeah, I was harvested.
That's insane.
I was apparently, you know, I don't remember it.
Yeah. I wonder why.
But I was terrible. I was the worst. Like, I was upside down. I was trying to come out upside down, and they were like, we got to flip him. So they flipped me.
Uh-huh.
They did a whole process of flipping me, and then I flipped myself again.
you little
rebel. I was
rebel.
Trying to come out. But first, that's how I was.
You little rebel.
I was a rebel from day one.
From day one.
From day negative one.
Yeah. From
I was a rebel.
From before day zero.
Yeah, day zero, I was a rebel. Yeah, so I was harvested, and I don't know. I don't have that many memories. I wasn't conscious yet at the time.
Well, I wonder why.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's pretty, pretty
I played,
crazy.
What's a time that I remember? What's my
What's your first thing that you remember?
My first memory. Okay, I have a whole. Here's my rant.
Uh-huh.
Here's my rant. This is sort of unrelated, but also very related. So,
continue.
We don't remember the thing. We remember memories.
What do you mean the thing?
Okay.
What is
so
the thing?
My first memory, quote unquote.
Uh huh.
Is my like third birthday party.
Oh, okay. So that's like the first thing that you remember.
I feel
mind.
Like I remember this. But the thing is, I don't remember that exact thing. I remember recalling that thing.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that.
And then slowly but surely things get morphed and like become so exaggerated. Like the first time that I remembered it, I must have been like, yeah, I was like just kind of excited.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I might have been a little bit excited. And then the next time it just gets like a little bit more like, oh, I'm remembering being excited. Oh, I was pretty excited.
Yeah.
The next time it's like, oh, I was super freaking excited. Yeah. And right now I'm like, yeah, I was dancing at the door. It's what my memory suggests.
But that's probably not true.
But it's probably not true at all.
Yeah.
So I quote unquote remember
I guess that
my
is how it
birthday
goes.
Party, but I don't think I do.
Everybody, right now, try to remember the first thing
yeah.
that you can try to remember.
And then I think, like, that's where, like, deja vu or, like, nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Not nostalgia. But, like, the feeling of, oh, my God, I just got whacked with the memory in the face. That's because you're actually remembering the thing from so long ago.
Wait, that's crazy.
That's my rant
you
for
little,
the day.
That's crazy.
I think about things too much.
You do. you just gotta go through life not thinking.
Nah.
That helps.
Nah. Anywho, that was my first memory, sort of.
There you go.
It was my like third
dancing
birthday
at the
party.
Door.
And I was dancing at the door
you're
waiting
like, yay!
For Cousin Grant to come.
Oh, Cousin Grant.
We used to have birthday parties. My sister and I, Carl, she's gonna listen to this. What up, Carl?
What's good?
Hey.
Shout out.
We would have conjoined birthday parties because her birthday is like 6 days before mine is.
Oh, I gotcha.
And we would have on each cake, it would say our ages in succession. So she's 2 years older than me. Uh-huh. So it would say like 24. It was 2 and 4. Oh, but we would be like, oh my God, it says 24. Like, it says 3 and 5. It says 35.
35. Oh my God.
And then eventually it was like 3 digits. And it was it's like 111. It says 810. And then it was, it just keeps getting higher and higher. We had one for me turning 16 and her turning 18. Oh my God. 16, 18. What a year.
That's such a crazy year.
Such a great year.
Such a good time.
But those were those birthdays. I don't have.
Wait. What? Okay. When you're 20.
When I'm 20, it'll be 2022. But I don't know if when I'm 20, we'll have a birthday cake.
No, together. See, I was hoping that. I wasn't doing math, although that math was super easy, but I was hoping she'd be like 28, and then it'd be like 2028. And be like, what?
2028. It's the year.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like the same year.
It's not going to be the year. It's never going to be the year. Because when I'm 20, it'll be 2022.
And then when you're 21, it's 2123.
Yeah, and that's way too far in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's...
But continue. My bad for interrupting.
No, you sure can. But, this is a message to Carl. We should have a birthday cake when we're like... When it's like 35, 37.
Or when it's like 85, 87.
85, 87.
You're both in nursing homes.
We're both in nursing homes. It's like, we need a cake that says 8,587.
No, what if you guys are going to hit 100? It'd be 100.
So many digits.
It'll be 100,000, 102.
Yeah, 100,000, 102.
Holy shoot.
Assuming that we both make it to 100.
You will.
We will.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. If we make it to 100, Carl, then... we should get a cake for that, sure.
Yeah.
100%. We deserve a cake. We deserve a cake for making it to a century. Yeah, I think.
That's sick. Yeah. Man, you deserve like an airplane. Get an airplane. Spray paint it on the side or something.
You deserve an airplane.
Yeah.
It just says, what's the significance of 10,000, 100,000, 102? No, nothing.
That's how old we are.
That's how old we are, conjoined, put into one big number. Those are my sleepovers.
Birthdays.
My birthdays.
There we go.
I think that my childhood mostly consisted of playing Mario Kart Wii, just playing the Wii in general.
Yeah, I know you love the Wii.
And doing not that much. I don't think I did. I'm the youngest. I didn't do that much.
Yeah.
I played little kitty baseball.
Oh.
Yeah.
How'd you like that?
I didn't like it that much. Mm. I was not good at it. I was never good at baseball.
Yeah.
I've never been good at a sport.
You know, same here.
Yeah, look at us. Choir boys.
Yeah. Freaking nerds.
I was never good at a sport, but I played baseball.
There you go.
And that was... I dropped out of baseball because people were making fun of me because arguably they should have been making fun of me because I was not good at baseball at all.
Oh.
I was just above. I wasn't the kid in the outfield picking dandelions. Uh-huh. I was the kid in the outfield who was trying really hard but still sucked. Was just like really bad.
Which is arguably worse than picking dandelions.
Arguably worse, yeah. I was really bad.
Because, like, at least if you're picking dandelions, you look like a rebel. You look like a bad boy.
Bad boy 4-year-old.
Yeah, but if you're trying, you just look like a loser.
And that's why I stopped playing baseball. What else? What does childhood consist of? How many years is childhood?
Like, till now.
Oh, yeah, I guess I...
we need to make a next year when... I guess you'll turn 18 before next year, but
I will turn 18. In
whenever you turn 18, you have to tell me about your adult life.
My adult life. Yeah. That'll be a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do that.
Sounds sick. If we remember
Jack's entire adult life story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 4 minutes.
We can do that.
We should.
4 minutes. What else is there?
Pooh Bear could be a returning guest.
Okay. Yeah, he should. I don't know about school, but I'm thinking of preschool years.
Yeah. What happened in preschool?
I was thinking pre-school years, before school
so
years.
So pre-preschool, before preschool.
I was trying to think of pre-preschool, and anything I don't happened? Know. I don't know if anything happened at all.
Whilst you were at the Schieffer residence?
I don't think so. Not really.
You just played Wii?
I just played Wii.
That's an awesome life.
I just played Wii and like sprinted around outside.
I wish I could do that full time now.
Just play Wii and sprint around like face down in grass. I don't
That'd
know.
That'd be sick.
That's the life, honestly.
Punch a couple of worms.
Punchworms.
Yeah, just have a good time.
Anywho, preschool.
Yeah, preschool.
What happened in preschool? I feel like I've recounted some memories from preschool. We got a new jungle gym when I was in preschool.
But that was sick.
It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else? Not that much. It was, okay. Preschool, we used to be babysat by Grant's grandma.
Oh.
She's a legend, actually.
Shout out,
dude. She's the best. Mm. I hope if she listens to this, dude, she's so good. She lives like just outside of town.
Yeah.
But she would babysit us, and she had an NES, and we would play Mario. But it was like, you can't play the Nintendo. You got to go outside for like 2 hours,
and then you can come and play
Nintendo.
Yeah.
She had such great like strategies of like to get us to nap. She would put Smarties under our pillows while we were sleeping. And we'd wake up.
And then be like, Smarties, yeah!
So, like, we wouldn't be mad that we had to go nap. We would be
excited for the Smarties. That's sick.
She was a genius. Yeah. It's incredible.
I would never thought of that.
It's so, so cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that when I'm a parent. It's incredible. Anyway, we would have... I think my first year was, like, Tuesday, Thursday preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And then... second year was like Monday, Tuesday, Friday, or like every day. I don't know.
So yeah,
but
like
the
that.
Time that we weren't at preschool, we would be at Grant's grandma's house.
I gotcha.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And my mom has worked at St. Rose
mm-hmm.
this entire time.
Yes.
So
the whole time.
So like that was, I would just go in. She would drop us off at there.
And yeah, then and then
we would. Yeah, and we would go to preschool, such and such and such and such and such.
Yeah.
Preschool, I don't have that many memories. I've told you about putting Dino on a rug. So, Dino and Dinosaur.
Yeah.
I was a big stuffed animal guy, actually.
You know?
Okay. Do you know about Webkinz?
I've heard.
Dog. Brother.
Brother.
Webkinz? There's some old Flash games on like a computer that I remember. Like, Papa's games, first of all.
Papa's games.
They're the best. Yeah. Fireboy and Water Girl, brother.
I was too stupid.
You're too stupid for Fireboy and Water Girl?
Yeah.
You literally played half of it.
And I was dumb.
We should play some Fireboy and Water Girl this. There's Fireboy and Water Girl. Then, what was I thinking of? What was the other one I was thinking of? Pop Tropica?
Oh, no, I was too dumb.
I would never remember my Pop Tropica password, and then I would create a new account every single time.
Oh,
Pop
no. Tropica.
Then there were probably some other ones. I loved Flash games.
Yeah, they were so cool.
They were so cool.
You could just like get on there and just like play any game you wanted.
Y8.com. That was the...
I went on like crazygames.com.
Yeah, these like crappy
and, like,
websites.
Yummy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They were so good.
Pokey.com.
Pokey.com. That's still a banger.
Yeah.
The Impossible Quiz. I think I grew up, and you probably did too.
Who dizzle on the beat, friends?
Hi, Zach. Zach, you're here.
Wait, he's here.
I don't have to edit out the part where you said that you would come in here, maybe. Zach, let's plug in another headset for you, Zach.
Holy shoot. Boo Bear. It's his entire life story.
It's my entire life story, Zach.
Oh, yeah.
Way. Hey, Zach.
The full cycle.
The full cycle? Hey, Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's wonderful.
Special appearance.
Got the cap and gown for the old graduation.
You got like 8 minutes.
Yeah, 8 minutes to listen.
Minutes to listen.
Yeah. You sounded so sad.
No, it's okay.
8 minutes to learn about the sad life. We're on like preschool.
Very interesting. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we got a lot. So
ask any questions you like, honestly. I don't.
You can.
Preschool's not that interesting. There wasn't that much in preschool.
Yeah. So back to, we were talking about Flash games.
Flash games? Oh my God, Flash games?
Flash games.
Were you a Fireboy and Water Girl player?
Did you play any of the Flash games when you were a little child?
What do you mean, Flash games?
Sammy's putting something under the door.
The heck is she doing, Zach?
This is scary.
She's
going to
listen to this, and she's going to realize that we're talking about her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
She slid a letter under the door with your name on it.
That's mysterious.
We just got a letter. Speaking of preschool.
We just got...
Oh,
Blue's
my God.
Blue's Clues.
Kids shows. Blue's Clues.
Uh-huh.
Banger.
Blue's Clues slapped.
Banger.
The Wiggles.
Okay. I watched Dora the Explorer.
Dora the Explorer was also good.
I did too.
I don't believe
I did too.
So. But The Wiggles, man.
I never watched The Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
Really?
Certified double platinum. The Wiggles.
You
They're
mess
so
with
good.
Them.
I mess with The Wiggles. They're so good. I love the Wiggles.
What's the one?
The Backyardigans.
Backyardigans.
Yeah, no, what? There's another one.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba. That's the one.
Was that the one that's one like...
The one with the puppet people?
No, but what's the song?
No cuts, no butts, no coconuts.
What's that?
Is that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, that's Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah.
No cuts, no butts, no coconuts.
I like the red bumpy guy.
Dude, yeah.
He's my favorite.
He was my favorite. Dude, the Wiggles are such a freaking fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
That song goes crazy.
It's so good. Oh my God. That's my... Okay, I was a cable kid.
Uh-huh.
I had cable, but I also watched PBS stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got the best of both worlds. I got SpongeBob and Cyber Chase.
I got you.
But then all... Dude, just the Wiggles. We had a 6-hour VHS tape of Noggin. Was like it's like old Disney Junior, I want to say.
Oh, I gotcha.
But it's so good. We got the Wiggles. We got the Backyardigans. We got Franklin the Turtle.
Franklin the Turtle was good.
What's the show where they like
Super Y?
No.
That's PBS.
Super Y did go crazy though.
Wonder Pets.
Wonder Pets. I liked Wonder Pets.
I wasn't a big Wonder Pets guy, but I did watch a couple episodes of Wonder Pets. Ugh. Kids shows are so good.
I think. Well, I would go to my grandma and grandpa's and we'd watch like old Popeye's VHS's.
Yes.
That was the best. Popeye's. Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
Atomic Mouse or whatever his name was.
The animated Three Stooges.
Yeah. Three Stooges. Looney Tunes.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. Incredible.
So good.
We were big. I think that we grew up in the best era to grow up.
I think so.
We had the internet before it was iPad Kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then you still played outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a mix.
It was a good blend. It was a good blend. We like played in sandboxes. I have a specific memory at Grant's grandma's house. She had like a sandbox, and we were just digging a hole because you're two kids.
That's fun.
You're two kids. You dig a
hole. I would dig a hole now.
I would dig a hole. You want to come to my house and dig a hole?
I will actually dig a hole. That'd be so hype. I will dig a hole.
We were just digging a hole in the sandbox, and she was like, "What are you doing? Are you digging a China?" And we were like, I guess that's our goal now.
That's the best thing that's ever been said.
I guess we will dig to China.
Yeah.
We just dug for the rest of the day. We were like, I don't think we're getting there.
That's going to take a while.
Our sandbox is like a huge like tractor tire.
Oh.
But it's taken over by weeds now. It was.
You should go play it.
I should go renovate it. Put new sand in
it. Rent it out.
Rent it from your parents.
Yeah.
You could charge
kids at my graduation party.
Yeah.
You could do that. That'd be
20 bucks.
Hype.
$5 a pop. Five minutes.
What happened to 10, man?
Zach, I want to know if you have this memory also from one of your birthday parties. I don't remember. I went to one of Zach's birthday parties.
Ooh.
And I absolutely destroyed him in Mario Super Sluggers. I specifically remember this.
Where was it in our living room?
I believe so.
That's because that's all you did.
No, he was goaded at it. That was the first time I ever
that
played
was
the game.
Your first
but
time?
He was so good.
The first time I ever played the game. No, you should see me now.
He's insane.
I still play that game. It makes me my favorite game. Do you remember this?
I do faintly remember you kicking the crap out of it.
You pooped on him?
We had to play
4 or 5 games.
We played a bunch of games.
I'd be angry.
When's your birthday?
January 12th.
Okay, it's in January. That year, I asked my parents for Mario Super Sluggers.
You're like, can I have
it? And then I got it.
So I formed him into the man he is today.
Yeah, you're the reason he's the prodigy.
You're the reason I'm so good at
reason he's got
Mario baseball.
Dog.
Yeah.
I'm not good at real baseball, but Mario baseball, I kill
it. That makes so much sense. That's why you're good at Mario baseball, because you played baseball before. Because
I played baseball before, and then I just had the training from Zach.
Yeah.
It's like when you spar against Mike Tyson.
Yeah, you will eventually be good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When you absolutely beat the crap out of Mike Tyson.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's what you did.
I love Wii games so much.
Oh, my God.
Wii games are the best. So good.
I hate the motion controls are so hard, though. I don't like it.
Get used to it.
We had the Wii Fit board that you stand on.
Oh, yeah.
We had Wii Fit.
My mom had that.
We have two copies
of
Wii Fit.
But
I was playing it the other day just because I was like, well, how's Wii Fit doing? And then the balance board insulted me.
Wait, what?
The balance board is just like a little heavier than last time, huh?
Did it actually say that?
Dude, the balance board is savage.
I will swing. I'm not kidding. I will swing.
The balance board gets so... It's the balance board, like, actually...
I gotta go track practice.
Have fun at track
practice. Bye, Pooh Bear.
Love you guys all.
Love you.
Have fun.
See ya.
Just tell me when we need to go again, I guess.
I will.
We will. You better come back next year.
I'll come back a couple years.
Aw.
Couple years, brother. One for everybody that's listening. Hello, brother. That's all they get.
I barely understand the hype.
Why?
I barely get it. I just know that there's a Twitch streamer that does funny.
He goes, hello, brother. How's it going?
What's up, brother?
And that's all I know.
What's up?
And he also makes, like, just remarks.
It's Tuesday.
I don't get it. Anywho.
Continue.
Wii games are the best. Wii Mario games, Super Sluggers? Yes. I control Mario Super Sluggers.
Mm, he does.
It's so good. It's such a good game. Maybe, arguably, my favorite video game of all time.
Actually?
I would say it's up there.
How about WWE Super Wild Smackdown 2012 or something? Something like that.
That is not very high up there. It's funny.
It is funny.
But it's not a good game.
Yeah, you and Roy are... Shout out, Roy.
Shout out, Roy.
Y'all are really good at Super Sluggers.
It's such a good game. Super Sluggers got to be up there. Mario Kart, Wii.
Mario Kart's
good. I don't know if Mario Kart 8 has beat Wii yet, but it's close.
In sales?
Yeah, it's destroyed Mario Kart Wii in sales.
Oh.
But, like, in my list of favorites...
Oh, I thought you meant, like, sales.
No, in my list of favorites, I don't know. But Wii, like, Wii Sports, high.
Yeah.
Wii Sports has got to be, like, 2.
Ooh.
For sure. Like, Wii Sports Resort. Wii Sports beats Wii Sports Resort.
Which one has tanks?
Wii Play.
I thought that would be up there.
Wii Play is up there as well.
Okay.
The Wii games. Wii Music is just hilarious. It's not up there, but it's funny. It's so funny. Anywho.
Back to your life.
Back to my life?
Yeah.
Thanks, Zach, for popping in.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Cool when we
up,
had you.
Up in heaven.
See you in another life.
Yeah. Kindergarten.
Yeah, what happened?
I was in Mrs. Connor's class.
You were in Connor's class.
Shout outs. It was great. I was chilling the whole time. I've shared a
was
lot.
Was it you and, did you and both Grant go in Connor's?
We were both in the same one, yes.
That would have been devastating.
Yeah, just I think it was like intentionally like, hey, can you put them in the same class?
Yeah, so they can be friends.
And then they did. I don't remember that much from kindergarten. First grade. I was in St. Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. I just was, like, obsessed with the Muppets for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. And I never saw an episode of the Muppets. I just saw the 2011 movie.
And you just liked them?
And I just
you were
liked
like, that's cool.
Yeah. I loved the one video of the Swedish chef popping popcorn and making a song.
It's probably because it was popcorn. And you love popcorn.
I do like popcorn. Also, my family, probably throughout this entire time, before church on Saturdays, we eat popcorn as a meal.
Your family is a popcorn family.
We are a popcorn family.
Like super popcorn
family. Oh, 100%. That stems from my grandma.
She also loves popcorn.
Oh, my God. My grandma.
What if she invented popcorn? That'd be crazy.
She grows it.
Oh, that's sick.
My grandma grows popcorn, and the word is not shook. Maybe you rub two of them against each other so all the kernels fall off.
Yeah, that's basically shuck, I think.
Here's how you do it. You grow them, you do that, and then you have a bunch of kernels in a bucket.
Yeah.
You pour them from high up into a different bucket, so like you do this outside.
Oh, so
like
all
wind
the dust.
Blows away a bunch of dust.
Oh.
And you do that a bunch of times, and then you've got popcorn. And the way that my grandma makes popcorn, and I don't know if this contributes to how it is at all, but it's so funny because she puts way too much popcorn into the popper.
Yeah.
She has one of those like whirly poppers that just like spins for you.
Yeah, it's like.
And she'll put just like a chunk of butter in it. And then that'll melt. And she pours like 3 scoops of popcorn in it. And she puts up walls. So it doesn't
pop out.
So yeah, it overflows and it goes out of the popper.
Oh my God.
And it's amazing. But she puts up walls.
There's, like, floodgates.
Yeah, it's like floodgates. And she, like, covers up her sink so nothing falls into the sink. It's so
That's
funny.
Sick.
Yeah, and then she just has, like, a massive listeners can't see how big of a, like, this big of a bowl.
Just full.
That's just full of popcorn. And then she usually, like, fills up, like, one of those massive Ziploc bags with popcorn. And, like, whenever she makes popcorn, that's what it is. It's so silly.
That's so awesome.
It's actually incredible. It's like, and then she just puts, like, normal salt on it. It's like a hurricane of
popcorn.
I love popcorn so much.
See, I don't know. I just think popcorn's bland.
That's why you put salt on it, dog.
But then it's just popcorn with salt on it. It's a little salty.
Yeah. Popcorn.
I don't know. For me, it needs more substance.
Okay. But there's some people, I don't know how much I like it when some people, like, use popcorn as a device, as a vehicle for other things. I don't like, because there's, like, seasonings that are, like, pizza. I'm like, that's dumb. Don't, like, put that on popcorn.
Yeah, it's just going to kill you or something.
That takes 5 years off your life.
Yeah, I bet it does.
It should.
It definitely should.
I hate that kind of stuff. That should
be a consequence.
Put salt and butter. I can understand, like, white cheddar, 100%.
Yeah, I think white cheddar. Oh, white cheddar's all
right. White cheddar's fine. But, like, if you're putting friggin' sour cream and onion on your popcorn.
Yeah, it's like.
Stop eating popcorn.
Barbecue. Just, like, get a barbecue chip. Come
yeah,
on.
Dude. Don't do that. Chips, those are vehicle foods. That's what they are.
That's, you got a chip, and it's shaped like a chip, so you can scoop something on.
There you go. That's called Tostitos scoops for a reason.
Exactly.
Bada bing, bada bangy.
For sure.
Anywho, popcorn, that's what we do.
Yes.
Second grade. Second grade was the little second grade.
Little second grade Jack?
Yeah, second grade Jack. I don't know. Second grade Jack was just a little guy.
Just a little fella.
He's just a little fella.
Do you still love the Muppets?
I think less so. I think he enjoyed them, but he wasn't obsessed with them.
I gotcha.
And also,
when did you start loving music?
I think I liked music all the time. I remember. Okay, here's my experiences with music throughout the years.
Yeah.
So, my dad, big 70s, 80s rock guy.
Big music man.
Because that's just how he is.
Yeah.
So he would, like, blast throughout the house. He would blast Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms.
Mm-hmm.
That album, there was a record player in our basement with two massive speakers.
Cool.
And he would blast it through the house, I remember. And then that's why I only like side A of Brothers. I like the rest of it, but I'm like upset. Nostalgia.
Yeah, it's for, like, side A. Yeah.
There's that, and then Boston, self-titled, that he would, you know, songs off Boston, self-titled.
Okay.
That he would blast through the house. Yeah. There was that. I would sing in church choir.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was fun.
I learned how to read music.
Yeah.
Generally, or like up and down music notes.
Yeah.
And then I remember being a little kid, we used to get babysat by our cousins every now and then. And our cousin Molly, she made us a CD, when you just, like, burn CDs and you put stuff on it, with, like, our favorite songs when we were little kids, me and my sisters.
I gotcha.
With our favorite songs. And we would, I remember it had Dynamite by Teo Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
That's a banger. Party in the USA, I think, on it. I don't remember, TGIF, Katy Perry.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember anything else.
Yeah.
I do remember watching music videos with my sisters, just, like, watching them on YouTube. With YouTube, I remember, like, old YouTube, we would watch it, and it would be like, okay, we gotta sit here and have it pause for a little bit so the little gray bar can load forward, and then we'll watch it. But we'd, like, gather around our massive laptop, and that was, like, really hot on the bottom.
Oh,
and,
yeah, you know.
And we would watch. I remember watching the music video for Dynamite by Teo Cruz.
Uh-huh.
And the, like, scene was, like, all of these girls washing cars in bikinis.
Yeah.
And Teo Cruz is, like, showing up in, like, his black leather jacket and sunglasses. And he's like, we gonna rock this club. We gonna go all night.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is weird. They're in bikinis and he's wearing a leather jacket. He must be burning up. And
he must be so
my
hot.
Sister Quinn's explanation was there. She was just like, yeah, it's just so hot outside that they in their, like, in swimsuit.
Their bikini,
And we were like, wow, he must be burning up.
He must be so hot in that leather jacket. It must be so hot in there. It feels so bad for him.
Yeah, exactly. Bing dong.
Bing long.
But we were like, yeah, he must be so hot.
So hot in there. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's what we would do. I don't remember. Oh, keep it going with music.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like a radio kid, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's mainly what I was.
We would listen to 104.7 out of Sioux Falls, I remember.
Yeah.
On the way to on the way to school. And they had 5 seconds to cash. Do you remember this?
Oh my god.
Do you remember this?
Oh my god.
Cool, I've never been able to relate to someone about this. Oh my
five
god.
5 seconds to cash was the best.
Do you
best?
Remember 5 seconds to cash? Yes. With Andy and Tasha.
Andy, they're both gone, aren't they?
Are they gone?
I know Tasha definitely is.
Oh, I need to look it up.
And the last time I thought Andy was as well.
Oh my god.
But I would dude, you know it. Oh my god.
I can't believe that you know it.
Dude.
104.7.
I forgot about it. 104.7. Totally, they don't do it anymore.
Hit music station. 104.7.
104.7777. Sioux Falls. Let's go, dude. This is crazy.
That's amazing. They would have that, and they had 5 seconds to cash for everyone who's not cool.
Yeah, every other you losers listening.
Oh my god, 5 seconds to cash. They would play. Okay, they would play a 5 second clip of a song, and you had to name the song. A caller would call in, name the song and an artist. And the artist who was behind it, and then they would win all the money that's in the pot.
Yeah, and it was like every time someone got it wrong, it was like a cash bounty.
I think it was
like more and more.
$20 or 20 or 50? Uh-huh. 20 probably.
Something, yeah. Something
it was
like
$20, and then every time someone would get it wrong, it was $40. Next one, and then, $60.
Yeah, kept going. Getting bigger.
I remember one time when it got mad, it was like in $500.
Yeah.
And my mom, we were like, we're considering calling in. We should.
Yeah, like that's $500.
Because like we know music.
Yeah,
and it just kept getting bigger. Sometimes somebody won. I don't remember, but I remember they were going through. Okay. Like third or fourth grade, I started listening to Mr. Jonathan Bellion. So I was
the big one.
Listening to not this like first time I'm listening to music that's not on the radio.
Yeah,
and so I was listening to that, and then eventually, Hot 104.7. They were doing a thing. Where they were just going through their like library. Uh-huh. Every single artist they were going through.
Oh, really?
Each one. So you could tell they were on like J, and I was like, any day it'll be. They're probably gonna play All Time Low, but it's gonna be sometime. And they did eventually, and I was like, oh, there he is. It's the guy, and they got it wrong. But
oh no,
I was like, let's go. We never called in. We tried to once. Like, we legitimately tried to. Mm-hmm. Never got in.
But, yeah, it's like...
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Kind of silly, though.
Yeah.
I was so happy. That
okay, so there was also in the morning where it was like... So it was the day, and it was like what happened in the past.
Huh?
Do you remember that? Maybe they only did it in, like, the summer or something. But it was early in the morning, and it would be... Say it was June 5th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like June 5th in past years?
Yeah. What happened throughout history, that was the coolest thing ever.
Really?
Yeah. They had like a song. And it was like a popular song that like started every time because it said something about something. I don't know.
Hmm.
But it was sick. And they would talk about like random history stuff. And like
that's kind
of
fun.
History of like songs and stuff. And I was like, me being like 7 years old, I was like, yeah,
that's
so sweet. Cool.
That's so cool.
Dude.
I'm so
I
hyped
can't believe you know it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's awesome.
That's incredible.
It's so cool.
I can't believe you know
it. You know Hot 104.7.
All the time I was like, oh my God, they're like famous in my mind. And then I like looked them up and there's like two results on Google Images.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and I was like, what do they even look like?
In my mind, I thought they were like this. I thought everybody in the whole world listened to them.
Yeah, listened to
them. And then I figured it out and I was like, oh. Yeah. Like, barely anybody
Not everyone
knows
what Andy and Tasha in the morning is.
Yeah.
I'm so hyped.
That's crazy.
You know?
That's absolutely insane.
That's so funny. Third grade.
Third grade. What happened then?
Nothing really. I've talked about it. We had like massive drama. And my class was the drama class.
Yeah,
because that's just what it was.
It was just
yeah, and then I would complain about it when I got home, And I would just deal with it.
And I don't like this.
Yeah, we had like recess groups for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you have to hang out with these three people at recess. And we were like, okay.
Wait, fine. Do you mean like that your class made that as a decision?
Our teacher made that.
The teacher made that? As a decision. Oh, I didn't know.
To like keep us from just hanging out in cliques.
Oh, it was like they were trying to broaden your horizons?
Yeah.
I thought they were like, you cannot hang out with that person.
No, it was like you have to hang out with like three people. Oh, okay. And it would like change every other day or something.
Yeah.
We had, okay, I always brought a sack lunch because I was a picky nerd and I still am.
Yeah.
And I always brought a sack lunch. So the thing that always happened was I would go sit at the table early. It was just like one of those long lunch tables.
Yeah.
And I would go sit at the table early. I would sit in the same corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girls in my class, that there were like four people that I was friends with.
Yeah.
But like they would come and sit, and they would sit on the opposite end of the table
every single day. So it was only you.
Yeah, it was only me. And they would file in from that side, and then like two other people would sit on my side. And then they would like file in.
That sounds so lonely.
And then later they would be the ones that were just like, we need to end this split and stop it. They were just being like a teacher's pet.
Yeah.
And they're like, we need to end this this divide happening. It's like, dude, it's your fault.
Yeah, you're doing it.
And then eventually I tested once. I sat on the opposite side of the table and I was like, I wonder what they're gonna do. Are they gonna sit? And then they filed in from the opposite end.
And you're just like, that's so funny.
Yeah, I was like, that's so funny. I would if you guys sat down, I would be fine with it.
But, yeah, I wouldn't care. But like, you should have started experimenting, like sitting in the middle and see what they did.
I did once. Yeah. I did, and I think they were just confused.
They're just like, what?
And I think they just picked a side. It was so funny.
Dude, that is so funny. Just like messing with them.
I was just messing with them. It was so funny. And then they were like, "We need to stop this split in our class.
We need to stop it.
Stop it." That was so funny. That was third grade, fourth grade.
See, that's crazy. When I was in third grade, I wasn't conscious enough to do that. I was
like test.
I was so dumb. My brain was like mush.
I'm sure your brain was,
I don't know,
average.
I don't have like any, I can't like pinpoint when my memories are. So like I don't,
oh yeah,
like I don't have any memories from like third grade.
I don't know if that was, that might have been third grade or fourth grade. I don't know. One of the two.
I don't know. I feel like your childhood's like, if you compared your childhood and mine, you'd be like Einstein, and it'd be some like some like random idiot.
No, I was just like a random idiot who knew how to read.
I guess.
As is
it. Yeah, that's where we differ.
And played Wii.
Yeah.
We had in fourth grade, I think it was. Mm-hmm. There was like a chips system, not like poker chips.
But oh,
like
I was excited.
Little chips. Not like edible chips either.
Is it like the little red and
red and yellow ones?
Yeah, red and yellow ones.
Those were our like currency. We would get them for, I don't know if it was like being good or something. If you got like 100 on a test, I don't remember. And then at the end of the week, we could trade them in for like, you know, like cheap things like a pack of gum
or
something. And Roy was just telling me about this. He said that their teacher, they had this sort of system, and their teacher every time, but they would do like an auction.
See, that sounds sick.
That's intelligent for the teacher because then they're spending all the points.
Yeah.
But every time she would bring like a loaf of homemade cinnamon bread is what he said.
Yeah.
And those would go for big numbers.
That's like the equivalent of like some super old car.
That's
like
so smart. An auction instead of just like, oh, it's 60 chips for a pack of gum.
Yeah, you can say, we have one pack of gum, and it'll be like 120 chips.
We have one pack of, yeah, exactly. Because
everybody wants it.
Yeah.
That's sick.
It's incredible.
Oh, that's when he was in, like, Tennessee or something. Where was he at?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, that's what I was thinking.
Anywho.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah,
that was, like, fourth grade. Fourth grade, I watched YouTube in fourth grade. Mm-hmm. I watched, like, Game Theory.
Yeah?
Rest in peace, MatPat.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I watched YouTube. What grade was I in 2017?
So
2020 was 7th grade. So end of 7th grade.
So like 4th grade?
4th grade? Okay.
End of 4th grade?
Then that's when I started watching Smosh 2 then.
See, I probably,
started getting into YouTube then, I think.
I probably started watching Like, I feel like I probably started, like, I actually got into YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, when I was, like, sixth grade. Because, like, before, I would just, like, watch XFW.
Yeah,
like,
watch you know? YouTube. But yeah. I, like, got into, like, actual people on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, fourth grade, third grade, maybe. I don't know.
Something like that. Something in there.
Fifth grade. I'm in the big building at school.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just chilling. We played fish out of water every day at recess. And it was honestly...
pretty fire?
Not that good. Not that good. Fifth grade, not good. We didn't have... I don't know. Fifth grade was fifth grade. Glossing over that one. Sixth grade.
There we go.
My mother. 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 Ginger. Yeah. That's
come on now.
That's sixth grade. It was a good time. Good time, sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
This is, okay, from late third grade to like... slowly seventh grade out. That's circle jack. that's oh, like jack plump. that was just a circle.
Round
yeah,
a little
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, a round little fella.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was big guy.
Big guy.
Yeah, and then in seventh grade I grew like 6 inches and stayed the same weight.
Oh, that's fire. So that you weren't circle, you were just tall.
I was just like a circle with a neck, essentially. I grew a neck in that time.
Grew a neck.
Was what happened. I don't have that much from 6th, 7th. I feel like if there was something prompting it, but mm-hmm. if I'm just trying to remember, not that much.
8th is when, like, canonically in the lore we met.
That's true. And I honestly don't remember it that much.
See,
I'm going to be honest with you.
You know, I don't really either. I remember we would just, like, walk together because I was, like, none of my friends were in. All my friends were in track, so we'd be on track days.
Oh, yeah.
I'd walk next to you, and then we would, like, kind of talk, I think. But it was probably very awkward.
I feel like it was very awkward. Everything in junior high is probably awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah, but we would talk, and then, see, I don't know. I honestly, I don't really remember either. It was, I know I talked to you. Like,
I'll take your word for it.
You know, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Junior high was chill. It was the first year, and I was really excited because it's like, not everyone has to do music, and it's just the people who want to be in choir. And then I was in choir, mm-hmm. and it was like, wow, Jack would be so good if he opened his mouth when he sang.
Did you not when you
started?
No,
I would be the kid that was just like, yeah, singing a song, do-do-do-do-do.
Really?
Like, not moving my mouth that much.
Yeah.
Because I was just not, I didn't know how to use my, I was so awkward in my body
because
I just grew 6 inches.
Yeah, that'd be pretty hard to come
like
back
a
from
baby deer.
Yeah, it's like a calf trying to walk.
Oh yeah,
like all wobbly.
Dude, seventh grade I started doing cross country,
mm-hmm.
and I joined so this is again circle jack.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 weeks out, like into the season,
uh-huh.
and I was like, can I start doing cross country, because they hadn't gone to any meets.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, are you sure you want to do cross country, kid?
Are you sure?
And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Uh-huh. And then I actually did it. And it was like, I got lasted every single meet except for one.
That's okay.
Because I could not run at all. I got lasted every meet.
Well, that's
except
okay.
for one, I think. Crofton meet, I want to say.
Oh, home field
yeah,
advantage.
Home field advantage. But it was like only like a 1.2 mile. It was like a 3K, I think.
Yeah.
Like a 1.2 mile race. Right now, I could run a mile probably.
Hmm.
I could run a mile. I did the other day, but
there you go.
I could not. I ran a 13-minute mile at Norfolk, one meet, and I was like last, and I hate it when I get a pity claps at the end.
Oh yeah, because
everyone's just like, yeah, you got
like,
it.
Like, yeah,
bud.
You did it. Good job,
yeah,
buddy.
You round.
And
you're
just like,
guy.
Shut up.
And I'm
shut
like,
up.
I don't want to do that. And I just kept running, and I actually got like in shape. One
there
time.
You go.
Yeah. And I did that freshman year also. Speaking of freshman year, freshman mm-hmm. year.
Freshman year, how was
freshman
it?
Year. Freshman
You're
year.
You're in
fun.
This school now.
Yeah, I was in high school.
Permanently.
Yeah, I had buddies mm-hmm. that were just seniors.
Yeah.
I broke like 3 sewing machines in textiles class.
How'd you manage that?
I don't know. One of them was like already mostly broken by the time I got to it.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the other ones.
Was it?
Guess how long it took me to do that.
I'm saying how long?
Yeah, just guess. Give me guess. How long do you think it took?
I would hope it's over a long amount of time.
Yeah, how long?
I'm thinking, I'll say the whole semester.
The whole semester, I broke three sewing machines.
Yeah.
I'm going to outdo your expectations right now. One day.
Are you actually kidding me? How mad was Taney? Taney had to be very mad.
She was very frustrated.
How'd you break three sewing machines in a day?
I don't know.
That's so much money.
It wasn't like I'm being crazy. It was just like, oh, yeah, I'm so
trying to use
so,
it.
I was trying so hard.
She broke three times.
Yeah.
That's so much money. I want to know how much money that costed in one day of high school.
I don't know.
Three.
Dude, that class, dude. So good. Actually, no. I was just like chilling the whole time, and I was like making... It was just like fiber arts.
Yeah.
And I...
With breaking three sewing machines.
I actually got pretty all right at it.
There you
like,
go.
Because like I made the quilt. Mm-hmm. The final project is a quilt.
Yeah.
And I use that quilt every night.
There you
like,
go.
Like I do. And Taney gave me like a D on it.
There you go.
So...
That's good.
Guess it wasn't good.
Well, that's better than a D.
What?
You said it wasn't good.
She gave me a D on it.
No, you said a B.
A B. No, a D.
Oh, I thought you said a B.
Might have been an F.
I thought you said a B. I heard B. My bad.
Can I see my like past grades on Power School?
I'm sure there's somehow.
And then I can see if I got an F on my quilt.
Yeah, we can check it.
I feel like that would be funny. If I knew.
There's got to be a way you can go to previous years.
There's got to be a way, right? Account.
Yeah, to be a way.
Student profile. Anywho.
Now we're bringing you into this.
Yeah. Oh. What else is there?
What else happened freshman year?
Freshman year, I sang some songs in choir.
Fun?
Yeah. We went on a Kansas City trip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've been to, okay, here's the concerts that I've been to. 2018, went to AJR.
Mm-hmm.
That was in like a really small venue. The year after, went to Panic at the Disco in February.
Oh.
That was interesting.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I was, like, fading out of my Panic at the Disco phase.
Oh, I got you.
But, like, it was still good.
Yeah.
Brendan Urie's not a good guy, but, you know. John Bellion, that year, 2019,
I assume that was fire.
Oh, it was incredible.
Yeah.
I got a bloody nose right before he
came
on.
Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah, I got a bloody nose in, like, the pit. And then I went out and went to a security guy, and he was like, oh, I'll get you the med tent. And I didn't go to the med tent, but, like, a lady brought, like, gauze. Not gauze. But like, whatever to shove up my nose.
Yeah, something up your nose.
And then I sat there for a little bit during the, like, second opener.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I hope he doesn't come out right now because that would be unfortunate.
Uh-huh.
And then he came out.
That's so sad.
But I was, like, watching it from the side, and it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then... And then I went back in, and it was super cool.
You should have ran backstage.
So cool. There's a video on YouTube of the concert. It was so cool. Like, actually, it was incredible. What else? Oh, then Jacob Collier in freshman year is what the... I left... Did I leave freshman year early? I think I... Or was that last year? It might have been last year. I left the school year early...
Oh, like at the end of the year?
To go to the Jacob Collier concert in Kansas City. And that was incredible also. It was a very good concert. Let me looking at my Instagram. The did I post of that? I did not.
Shout out your Instagram.
Shout out my Instagram. I do that at the end of the...
At Jack Sheaf?
Add Jack Schiefer. I swear I posted something. No, I didn't. But we went to Kansas City for... That was 2022. So it was 2 years ago. After freshman year, went to Kansas City on the music trip. Yeah, it was 22. Yeah. So I went down for the Jacob Collier concert, came back, and then later went to for the band thing.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. And we took Shayla Darba down, my cow daughter, and we took several pictures of her at Shayla Darba on Instagram. Go follow Shayla Darba, please.
Spell it out.
Shayla_DARBA.
And go follow it now.
Go follow.
Dude, now.
I should show you some videos from the Jacob Collier concert. That was amazing. That was freshman year.
Freshman year.
Sophomore year. Last year.
How was it?
It was chill. I did journalism, and that was fun. Yeah. I really like journalism.
So I did, besides the yearbook.
That was that. I had some fun. I blew up on TikTok for...
For a little bit.
The journalism page.
Oh, yeah, on the journalism page.
The journalism page I drew. I blew up on TikTok myself, like, in 7th or 8th grade. One of the two. I don't remember. Well, I don't know. COVID time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Crofton Journalism on a map.
Yeah.
For that. And now this podcast, people are like, hey, what hurt you have a podcast? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, so, no, I'm just basically... using you for clout.
You're just using me for clout, yeah. Yeah. I'm the cool guy who isn't good at baseball.
Yeah.
Now on record.
Oh, now nobody's going to like you on TikTok. He's bad at baseball.
Sophomore, yeah, did I do much last year? I just sang more. I've made Allstate 3 years. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's pretty sweet, actually.
I wish it was me.
I'm proud of that.
That I wish could I could.
Be me. That should be
next
me.
Year.
Next year. Next year you can make Allstate.
I guess technically this year.
I think you should. Yeah, I think you should be able to. Because you are talented.
I appreciate it.
You could go out for tenor. You could kill it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
100%. I believe in you.
I just need to practice more.
Walking around Lincoln with you? Hype.
That would be sick.
That would be so fun.
Think of all the shenanigans we could do.
Think of all the shenanigans.
No shenanigans.
Think of all the Kool-Aid jammers we could smuggle into our room.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
It'd be so amazing. Yeah.
And now that brings this year.
That brings me to junior year of high school.
How's that feeling?
It's fine. Honestly, it's fun that I can like bully people now.
Yeah.
I don't mean that. I mean like freshman year, you're just getting bullied.
Yeah, cuz everybody's bigger than you.
Sophomore year, you're not getting bullied because you're a freshman, but like you can't bully that many people.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like an upperclassman and I have a say.
Want to know something that makes me angry?
What?
When all the eighth graders refer to seventh graders as sevies, I'm like, shut
up. I forgot about the word sevies.
I'm like, shut up. Are you kidding me?
They are sevies. I remember.
But you're in eighth grade. You were just one of them.
I remember
2 seconds ago
being a seventh grader, and they were like, sevies. And then Philip Terrell turned around.
What did he say?
He said, atheists.
That's fire. That's so good. That's so funny.
It's hilarious. That's the term for eighth graders.
That's so funny.
I forgot about the word semis.
Oh my god. That's so funny.
It's so good. Yeah. Junior high was uneventful. Freshman PE, amazing.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. We like played hacky sack with Slate. He's the best.
He is the best. Shout out Slate.
Yeah, shout out Slate. Yeah, junior year, I'm chilling. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
I think that.
Are you excited for it to be over and then senior year to come?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not. I haven't been looking, like, for. I've just been living. You know, doing my best. Like, you know how people are like, so 2 days till Friday, 1 day till Friday.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Yeah. And they're just like excited. They're like, ugh, Monday.
Am I right?
I don't know what day it is unless I'm in algebra class and Bruning just writes the number on the board.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just living for whatever day it is.
See, I'm the opposite.
Like, I know what week it is, but.
Hate every day that's not Friday or Saturday or Sunday.
Really? I just forget what day it is, and then I'm fine with it. Like, this week flies by because I'm not focusing on the week flying by.
No, that is very true.
You know?
It does go way faster if you aren't like, oh, we still have 3 days left.
Yeah, I'm just going through the day. I'm like, what am I doing today? And then I do that stuff today. And then by the end of the day, I'm like, oh, this is a fine day.
Well, yeah, if you think about it, it doesn't, like, the day isn't even that long.
Not really.
Like, it feels like I just came out of history, and that was, like, 3 hours ago.
Well, I mean, I think about it. Like, the school day, you're getting out of school at, like, 4.
Yeah.
On a weekend, or, like, during the summer, I start a day at 4.
That's a good point.
I might start, I, like, shower at 2 if I want, and then I'm, like, starting a day at 4.
It doesn't really change anything.
Yeah, it doesn't really change.
You just gotta sleep more.
People pretend, they're like, oh, during the school year, or like after school, it's like 4 o'clock, and they're like, ugh, my day is over. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You have literally the same amount of time that you were in school after school, essentially.
Yeah.
What is it? 8 to 4 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight hours. 8 hours. 4 to.
I mean, it'd be like 4 to 12
if you stay. Oh, to 4 12. To midnight. Not as much time, but still.
Well, I feel like if you go to sleep at midnight, you
still have a lot of time.
It depends what time you wake up.
You can have a fun day.
Like
you still have. You can go to Vermilion from here.
Yeah, and then back.
Yeah, then back. You could do something today still.
Yeah. So go do that.
Yeah. Motivation.
This is Monday.
Today is Monday.
Today's Monday, and you all might be thinking, I have 4 more days left. But no. Just think.
No. Think, today is Monday.
Today is Monday.
And I'm going to live a Monday, and I'm going to have the best Monday that I can have. Uh-huh. And then
tomorrow, I'll have the best Tuesday I can
And then
have.
Tomorrow, it's going to be Friday somehow.
Yeah. And then tomorrow, it'll eventually be Friday.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, do whatever the heck you want.
Exactly. People are like, oh, it's Monday. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, ugh. Yeah, it's Monday. It's another day.
Yeah, it was Monday last week.
You
expected this.
Everything, it just depends on your outlook of it. Like, I could be like, every day's the same. I'm sad about that. Yeah. But I'm just like, every day's the same. Yeah, I'm chill. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be very...
You have to have a good mindset.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a bad mindset, then it's going to be bad.
People are counting down like, only like... 27 more days of school, and I'm like, wow, I didn't think about that. Also, I'm not going to think about that, because then I'm going to be like, only 26 days left of school, huh? Only 25 days left of school.
Yeah.
And
see,
then I'll be like counting down the hours.
I probably would do what you do, like not focus, but it's super hard not to when it's like plastered around every room.
That's true. Yeah, people write it on a whiteboard.
I'm like, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We got a whole day ahead of us.
We do.
I mean, we've been recording this since, like, after school, and we're at, like, an hour. But, yeah. You know.
But. So a little less of the day. But we'll prove to you how much of that day we can spend.
How much of that day we can spend. You know what I'm going to do the rest of the day?
What?
I can edit a whole podcast episode.
Yeah.
I can.
We could bring this podcast set up and go on an adventure. We should do that.
You could. Oh, yeah.
How sick would that be?
We just need a power outlet. We should. You should come to my house and play Mario Super Sluggers.
I will.
That'd be kind of neat.
I don't know if I'm whether you like it or not. I will.
Whether you like it or not, I'll be there.
I will.
I don't know if I have anything to do.
Sluggers will make me angry, though.
You gotta learn how to play Mario Super Sluggers.
Yeah, but the thing is that I have to learn against like the final boss.
I'll go easy on you.
But your easy is still like my. Off the chart.
I'll teach
there's
you.
There's not a stat.
I'll teach you how to play.
Teach me the way.
I'll teach you the way. You can go against a CPU, a rookie level 1.
That is going to poop on me.
No. Not. No. Dude, I think so. As a little kid, I beat a rookie CPU by 60 to nothing, like I did Zach. Legitimately, I think the number that I beat Zach was 60 to nothing. I don't think I could do that now.
Oh, my God. You're past your prime.
I'm
your
past
prime was like a 5-year-old child.
But, like, now I'm using the difficult controls.
Mm. Oh,
it's
I guess.
Incredible. I love that game so much.
Oh, it makes me happy.
Honestly, I think that kind of, that gives, that wraps it up in a nice bow.
Yeah. Moral, oh, no, I have my,
You have your quote of the day?
My quote of the day.
Okay, well, speaking of quote of the day, I think I should read an outro.
Sounds good.
I think I should. Well, thanks, fellas. Thanks for listening to the Croft and Wire podcast, also known as Quinn and Jack Goof Off. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only Quinlan and I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole, even if we're doing this on our own time, really. You can catch us on Instagram at Croft and Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Croft and Warriors on Facebook and Twitter, at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok if you want just me. If you want to see Quinlan, just go to his house
my
or something.
My humble abode.
Yeah. Quinlan, what's the quote of the day?
It's a Monday. Live it out to the best.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so nice.
And I'm talking to every one of you right now.
I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you.
He's going to crawl through
Listen,
your freaking phone.
If you don't live your day to the fullest, I will be very angry. Don't talk to me again.
Yeah.
Live your day to the fullest. Have a good day, no matter what day it is. No matter what happens to the day, just forget it. Unless it's something you can't forget.
Yep. But that's okay.
But you'll know if you can't forget it, if you can't forget it.
Live your best life, fool.
Live it.
Well,
on God.
Have a great day.
See ya.
See ya, fellas.
See you another day.
Yeah, have a good day.
You have a good day.